I'm here with head coach and general manager of the Flin Flon Bombers, Mike Reagan. Mike, we haven't talked in a while here to get an update out. Let's talk about some of the trades you've made over the past little while here. Maybe some injury updates the week ahead, the games this weekend specifically, and your expectations.
Yeah, obviously we're coming off of our weekend off there, and you know, I think it was important for the guys to get rested up with the amount of injuries we've had. You know, I think the break was huge. We've been able to get Tristan Lemaire back here and Matt Fladell, so two guys that we were missing before the break, and you know, Jack Michael's still a ways away here. But it's nice to be able to see our forward group for the first time this year at 100%, and you know, makes our decisions a little bit tougher on who's in the lineup. And you know, some of the young guys have done a great job in filling those holes when guys are out, and gained valuable experience. It's going to make them better down the road and make us a better hockey team as well. You know, we've also been able to acquire Troy Quinn from Merritt. Troy's a 6'4" defenseman that went to the league finals against Portage last year in the MJHL. You know, he's going to be a fantastic addition, a top four defenseman that, you know, brings that size, that experience, a good shot, capable of playing power play as well, and shutting down other teams' top lines. So really excited about the acquisition of him. You know, for the last month we've been looking at trying to acquire a top four defenseman, and we're able to do that, and we're able to do that without you know, hurting our current roster, and you know, make sure that we're keeping guys that we're very happy with, and that moving forward here. So you know, it's been a good couple weeks here. You know, we're off to the best start that we've had here in probably the last 6 years as far as points in the first 2 months. You know, the second best was last year. We had 24 points after the first 2 months. This year we've got 27. So we're pretty happy with the start, especially considering all the injuries that we've had.
Well, yeah, that's just it. You guys have faced a lot of injuries. How has your team adapted, Mike, to, you know, some of the younger guys getting inserted in the lineup? Like, how are you dealing with that? You haven't had an issue specifically in the start of the season with injuries. How are you finding it, and how are your players adjusting to that?
Well, I think early on, you know, it's tough on some of the young guys. They're all coming from their AAA programs where they're the big dogs, and you know, assuming a role on a team at this level, I mean, it's a huge jump, and it's no different than guys jumping from junior to college. There's an adjustment period, and some guys handle it better than others, you know. Fortunately for some guys, and unfortunately for the team at times, there's been injuries, and that's opened up a door for a few guys, and I think that's been real valuable for them. And you know, there's patience that come with being a rookie in junior hockey. And you know, when we went into the season, we had a few things fall into our laps right before the season started. A guy like Cole Refuse, Alec Mallow, Brandon Cifloni, you know, that's a full line that comes to your team right before training camp. And, you know, that's obviously going to change the dynamics for certain guys. And, but the attitudes of the boys have been fantastic, and, you can't complain about it. And, you know, we just got a really good group in that dressing room. And I think that they're understanding the importance of being a good teammate and you know, working hard and pushing for positions daily. You know, I think at the end of the day, that makes them a better hockey player, just having to challenge for a spot night in, night out. And rather than, you know, in some teams, they have, you know, guys that are, they know they're in the lineup every night as a rookie. And I think it's important that our guys are pushed, and they have to, you know, work harder in practice and prove that they want to be in there. And in turn, at the end of the day, at the end of their junior career, they're going to be better for it. And we've seen that over the 13 years here, is that, you know, a guy like Riley Storzyk came in, was one of the top players in midget AAA, and, you know, was a fourth line guy for us his rookie season. And at the end, his 20-year-old year, he said that was probably the best thing that happened to him, because he learned how to, you know, find other areas of his game that he needed to contribute and get better at, and made him a more well-rounded player, and a guy that we could play in all situations. So I think there's a lot of positives. Some guys might not look at it when they're young, but at the end of the day, they're going to realize that and know that they're a better player for it.
So a busy 10 days on your schedule coming up here. You got a pair versus Yorkton this weekend at home. What are your expectations going into the weekend?
Yeah, well, I think that it's important that we get off to a good start. You know, just coming off the break, it's funny, like, you know, there's positives to coming off a break, and then there's negatives. You know, we were playing real well, and, you know, you want to keep the ball rolling, but at the same time, we need that that break to, you know, get a little bit healthier and get some guys back in the lineup and freshen up a few guys. But in saying that, jumping it right into a game here tonight, you know, can be difficult keeping up with that pace. So we really tried to push them in practice yesterday. And, you know, we got to get off to a good start. And I think that's important. But we're excited about having four games at home here. This is where you want to make up some hay and you know, don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. But if you can get four wins at home here, it makes the rest of the month a lot easier when you head out onto the road. And, you know, we're excited about the challenge. Every night is a different challenge, and Yorkton's playing real well right now. I think that they've got obviously Chance Petruick, who's a threat every time he's on the ice, and you know, a few other guys that they've recently got back, and it's made their team a lot better. So we're expecting a big weekend here, and like I said, it's nice to get some of our wounded warriors into the lineup here again, and also add a top four defenseman.
Perfect, Mike. Friday, Saturday games against Yorkton go at 7:30. Get out, support your team. There'll be a huge 50-50 and lots of draws. 7:30 puck drop, Yorkton.